Matthew, we're here in Banja Luka after flying in yesterday. All the boys seem to be settling into the new surroundings quite well.
Yeah, I'm right here yesterday, Andy. It's lovely, lovely city, and it's quite hot. I think it's 38 to 40 degrees today, but obviously it'll be tough playing in that heat. But thankfully, the week maybe at home, the weather we had at home there might have acclimatised a bit. But it's been easy enough to settle in. The hotel's lovely, and the surroundings are also lovely. But everyone seemed to settle in well. It's a nice spot now.
Obviously, last week, one of the greatest results in our history to beat the champions of Bosnia 4-0. So, just how good a performance was that on the night?
It was unbelievable, to be honest. It's something, a dream performance in Europe, especially, obviously, a team like ourselves coming from Northern Ireland to beat anyone in Europe, maybe 4-0 is a dream result, as I say. But the performance from 1-11 was unbelievable on the night and fully deserved from minute one to the end. And I think if we keep the same level of performance out here, there's no reason why we can't go through. And obviously it'll be a different game out here, the heat, and you know, in front of their apparently hostile crowd and stuff, so they might be expecting 9,000-10,000 for the game. So it'll be a different test for us and something that we'll face head on, and we look forward to it, definitely.
It'll be a great experience for our players, especially the young ones, to play in a hostile environment in this sort of heat with that sort of pressure, isn't it?
Well, that's it, it's a new experience for some of the lads who have just recently joined us, or some of the younger lads, as you say. But it's something that a lot of us older heads have been used to over the years now and stuff. Like, we went to play Celtic at 60,000 Celtic Park, and you know, some of the other places, Rosenborg and that. But it's definitely a good experience for some of the young lads, and hopefully it'll serve them well getting into the new season and stuff. And getting these lads these kind of experiences, definitely for me personally, when I was a young 20-21 year old coming home from Scotland, it was coming straight into European football was a big help for me, and it was a good help to bond with the players, especially the older players and stuff. But it's definitely a good experience, and hopefully it will serve a lot of new and young lads very well.
And with a 4-0 lead, you know, we've got something to hang on to here getting into this game, haven't we?
No, we definitely do, and we've done the hard yards and the hard graft in the first leg to get ourselves in this position. And it's something now, obviously, as I say, it'll be a different test out here, but as it's something that we'll face head on, and there's no reason now why we can't go with full confidence in our own ability and our own performance, the way from coming off the back of the way we performed last week, and hopefully coming out here and carrying the same performance as last week, and hopefully it can lead to rewards and get the next round.
And we know in the last round they took Cluj of Romania to the last minute of extra time, so you know, we know they're actually a good team.
There's no doubt about that. They're a good side with good players, and we'll show them the respect they deserve, obviously. But as you say, to take Cluj, the Romanian champions, the extra time and nearly dump them out was when I checked it, and I was like, oh, I know how good Cluj are. What, 2 or 3 years ago, they drew United, drew with Chelsea and stuff. So, you know, the severe pedigree, and for our opposition now to nearly knock them out in extra time last week was, or 2 weeks ago, sorry, was when I checked the result, and I was a wee bit in awe of it, to be honest. But as I say, we put the hard yards in last week and the hard graft, and from 1-11 we were super, and we've put ourselves in a great position now leading into the game tomorrow night.
I mean, you say 1-11 we were super, and we were defensively super, you know, to have a clean sheet against the top team like that, and you know, 4 goals and 4 quality goals, you know, I mean, you know, you could look at all 4 goals and say every one of them was, you know, really, really excellent goals and the clean sheet. So it was a top performance, wasn't it?
It definitely was, especially given in the last two games, especially in Europe. You know, we give away soft goals, and something that Lex, myself, Jimmy, the boys, like Quinny, Michael Newbury, it's something that we don't really like to do, and something that we built our success on previous years. Every year I've been here and I've been successful, we built it on, you know, a drive to keep clean sheets and not let opposition score cheap goals against us, which was something I felt in the last two games in Europe, the previous tie. It's something that we've done. We give away soft goals, and it's frustrating for us as a back four, because it's not something that we've been used to, is giving away soft goals. But thankfully we tidied up and we shut shop last Thursday night. It's something that we strive as a back four to do, and it's something that really gets us frustrated and down if we don't. But as you say, the 4 goals that we scored as well were quality and great passages of play and stuff. But that's what our forward players are capable of doing, and it's just, I think, a bit of belief and confidence, and there's no reason why hopefully we can go out here and nick 1 or 2 goals as well, definitely.
And the skipper even getting on the score sheet was quite a sight to behold.
That's it. Mulgrew doesn't score too often, we like to remind him that. But you know, it's something that we would look to maybe add their performance as well. Midfielders, the manager said, chipping in with goals. You know, we need goals coming from everywhere. And Jamie, it was a nice finish, to be fair. He just had to pass her in. But as I say, if the likes of Mulgrew, Cammy Palmer, Chris Shields, Stevie Fallon, when Kyle comes back, can all chip in with goals. There's no reason why they can't, because they're all quality players and they like the well advanced as well.
And Christy Manzinga's goal was a really special one that everyone seems to be likening to Shane Lavery's goal a year or two ago.
Quarterback, no, Christy's finish was lovely. Lovely chop inside and great finish right in the top corner. But that's Christy's capable of that. He's got all the attributes, strong, fast. You know, I wish I had them attributes, Andy, but he's got, all the attributes to be there. It's just hopefully now a bit of confidence in his own ability and stuff, and maybe a run of games we could see what Christy's made of, definitely.
You yourself, Matthew, you're in line to make your 30th appearance in Europe for Linfield tomorrow night, you know, if selected, obviously.
Yeah.
That puts you in third place in our all-time list of European appearance makers with two legends in front of you.
Definitely.
In terms of Mulgrew and Noel Bailey. You're a pretty experienced player at this level, aren't you?
That's it. I don't know. I seem to always be selected for the European games, definitely. I don't know what it is, but it's obviously, I only found out when you said to me, 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, about the creeping into third place? But obviously I'm proud of that and stuff, for a Tyrone lad to be the top three and such the biggest club in the country. You know, it's proud for me, proud for my family and stuff, and it's a nice achievement, and hopefully there's many more, as I've only turned 27 this year, so there's no reason why I can't keep creeping and maybe take over Noel's spot in coming years. But it's definitely, I'm proud of that, and it's something I never really would really look towards, to be honest, but it's nice getting that recognition at times, and hopefully there's many more to come, as hopefully many more years in the tank.
And the dream would be, you know, 30 tomorrow night and then 31 and 32 in the next couple of weeks. That would be the dream, if we can hang on to this result here tomorrow night.
No, that's it. You, as a player, Andy, you want to play every game that you're fit and available for, but obviously it doesn't happen at times. But as I say, it would be nice to get 30 tomorrow night, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, 31, 32 the following 2 weeks, which would creep me even closer to Noel. But as I say, as long as the team's winning and we're going through, it doesn't really matter to me much, to be honest. But as long as we're taking over and we get by the games and we get through, that's the main thing at the moment.
But it's something that the manager's been talking about in recent weeks, the level of experience that we have in the squad. You know, people were talking about the loss of Mark Stafford, Mark Hawkey,
yeah.
Waterworth, a lot of experience lost. But the manager's been keen to say, we have a lot of experience here. People like yourself, Niall Quinn, Stevie Fallon, you know, you could go on and on. There's a lot of experience, and, you know, you're one of the ones
yeah.
who have the experience
no,
within
that's
the
it.
Squad.
There's still a lot of experience there, to say. Like, me and Jimmy's, 270 appearances, maybe. Jimmy's maybe a bit more than me. We're not far off kicking our teeth off 300, like, but
Kirk just reached
300, Connie's just reached 300 their season pass, so there's still a lot of experience, like, and a lot of lads who've been, we've all been here now, 8-9 years together and stuff, and they play obviously 8-9 years at the biggest club in the country is a nice achievement, and as long as, you know, experienced players are important as well at the minute, with a couple of new faces, and especially young lads, to show them what Linfield's all about and the models of the club, and, you know, how disciplined you have to be to play for a club like Linfield, and what's demanded, and it's just success. You have to keep winning. The winning machine has to keep going. There's no doubt about that.
You've probably many highlights in your 30 European games and your near 300 games. Obviously, you want tomorrow night to be the next big highlight, but there was a special highlight when you scored against the Montenegro team a couple of years ago.
Sujetski, yeah. It was, I just found myself at the back post and Coops picked me out, but I think that goal, what made it 3-1, 3-2, I think, put it out of their reach, and it just was a special one, because I think just I hadn't long lost my father and that, and then just to pop up and score in Europe for the club was amazing. It's an amazing feeling, and it's something I would love to do again, like, obviously, if I possibly could get up there again and stuff. But as I say, I like to add that to my game, getting forward as much as I can, because the manager's pushing me to keep getting forward and keep playing high and stuff. But it was a special moment that night at Wonders, especially in front of the big European crowds that we were getting for them games for that run. That run was just unbelievable, and the performances in that European run were sensational. Like, and the crowd them night at Wonders were first class, you know, from minute one, right behind the boys singing, and the atmosphere was electric, definitely, in them European runs.
And it was nice to welcome 1,000 back to Windsor last week for an electric night with a 4-0 win. You know, that we have missed the fans over the past year, haven't we?
I definitely have. It's as a footballer and as a fan myself, it's not the same. Like, it's not the same at all without fans. As the old saying goes, football's nothing without supporters and stuff. But it's nice to get them back in, and then obviously they were right behind us when we got on top of the game and stuff, and they created, there was only 1,000 in, but they created a very good atmosphere, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the way things are going and government guidelines are changing, hopefully we'll be able to welcome more back in the Windsor very, very soon.
All the very best, Matthew, for a big, big night here. I'm sure you're going to be a busy man because I'm sure they're going to be coming at us all guns blazing tomorrow night. So you're probably in line for a busy night tomorrow night in the heat. But it goes without saying, everybody back home wishes you and all the lads all the best, and hopefully we'll come away with a positive result.
Hopefully, Andy. Cheers, Art.